And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with SEM head volleyball coach Erica Kappel, who joins us. Well, Coach, first off, congratulations on qualifying for the state tournament. Take us back to the district final for just a moment on Saturday. It wasn't easy, but your girls got it done. I'm sure that was an exciting moment.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, we got a wild card last year and then ended up losing in the district final last year, and so the girls were really looking for some redemption. They worked really hard to, you know, get that number two seed and get to play at home. So that was kind of nice. Yeah, Silver Lake definitely gave us a run for our money, especially that first and second set. Their libero was outstanding. She didn't let anything hit the floor. And we played a little sloppier than we like to play those first two sets. Unforced errors were kind of working against us there. But we cleaned things up, and our freshmen really stepped up there in the last two.
Gotta ask you about the support of your community. We love covering our small town area teams, and we have seen firsthand the support that you get from the communities, and I'm sure you saw it in full force on Saturday.
Oh yeah, I mean, just everybody turns out. Everybody, I mean, it doesn't matter the sport, football, basketball, you know, any sport. We have people that have, you know, maybe younger kids, but no high school ties, no high school kids, but they still come. And the boys are super busy right now. You know, they've got another state playoff game this week, and they showed up on Saturday, full force. It's indescribable until you really see it, and you get to be a part of it. You don't really understand or comprehend how much that support means and how much it really helps the girls.
When you look at the numbers, I mean, hey, Taryn Arbuthnot absolutely stands out. We know of her athletic ability and what she can do on the court. But, Coach, I'd like for you to talk a little bit about her volleyball IQ, because it seems like that is extremely high with all of the experience that she has.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, she knows. She really knows when to, to hit hard, and then all of a sudden she'll come in with just a little roll shot that people aren't really ready for. But, you know, a lot of that she gets from her teammates. I mean, a lot of people don't hear it, but, you know, I can hear it. You know, Jay's right behind her, telling her exactly what to do or where to go with the ball. And not that Taryn can't do it on her own, but you know, she's got those people behind her, too. You know, Jay has an amazing court sense as well. And so when you've got somebody like that right behind you that's kind of telling you where to go and open spots to look for, that also helps a ton.
That kind of leads me right into my next question. I mean, you don't do it with just one person. Talk about Jay a little bit more and the leadership that she gives a team, also being a senior, but then the way some of your younger players have stepped up and improved during the year.
Yeah, so 2 years ago when the girls won the state championship in D1, Jaclyn played a right side. She was a setter. And then last year, you know, we lost some talent, and we had Katie Ryder at setter still, but Jaclyn's just, she's too good of a person to put in just one spot. She's too good at hitting and setting both. So last year we ran a 5-1 with Katie, and Jay pretty much hit the whole time. She did a little bit of setting, but then this year I do have her opposite of another setter, but she hits outside for us front row. I just can't utilize her as one or the other. She's just too good at both. So when I approached her with it, you know, she's very, I will do whatever you need me to do. I thought about it as 5-1. I didn't know if our freshman would be able to step into the setting spot. That was kind of my last resort. I didn't want to just use her as a setter. But she was, I mean, she will do it. She would play libero if I asked her to. She would do whatever the team needs. She was just, I can't just use her as just a setter or just a hitter. She's too good at both. So we utilize her as both, when she's front row and back row. And then, we spent a lot of hours with our freshmen, making them step into those big setting roles and those big hitting roles. We worked a ton over the summer, just really working on those specific skills. And not that they don't still have their freshman moments, but, man, they have really stepped up this year in a way that even surprised me.
The season is a process, Coach. So my next question is, where have you seen the greatest improvement from the beginning of the season to now?
I think, especially with our freshmen, just being more aggressive. You know, we've got three seniors that have all seen a state championship before. We do have one junior and one sophomore, but then we've got all these young girls. And at the beginning of the season, I really felt like our freshmen were afraid to make a mistake. You know, they don't want to disappoint their senior girls. They don't want to lose. And so it was really hard to get them to go ahead and hit the ball hard. Hit it hard. You know, at this point, I don't care if it goes out of bounds. You have to be aggressive. You have to hit the ball hard. We're not going to win games by tipping. And that's with all of those freshman girls. They're just so afraid to make a mistake that sometimes they get a little tentative. And I really feel like since, you know, maybe right before conference, you know, we had the conversation, we have a really tough conference. And we need to use those games to make us better for the postseason. And, girls, we're not going to win it by tipping. We're not going to win games by tipping against these tough teams. And I really feel like that was kind of our turning point.
Coach, you may have answered this to an extent already, but as we think about the tournament now, what will be the keys to success at the state tournament for SEM?
One of the big things, and we've been talking a lot this week about it, is just really prepping our freshmen for the atmosphere and the pressure. You know, statistically, I think we'll be real competitive with anybody we see down there. It's just going to be the experience. Obviously, Tara and Jay and Ellie, our seniors, have the experience of being down there. They've been to three state tournaments. They've won a state championship, so they've got that. Our freshmen were student managers when those girls won it 2 years ago. So they've been there, but just the experience of being on the floor, that's just something we've talked about. We've made our gym really loud this week, whether it's with music or just some white noise just to make it loud so that they're talking and that they're used to maybe not being able to hear each other very well. So those are just kind of the things we've been working on this week. Just for our freshmen to, they're not going to have time to try to settle in. They're just going to have to be ready and be ready to go right away.
Well, Coach, it's been great visiting with you. Congratulations on all of the success up to this point, and we wish you and the girls the best of luck at the state tournament.
All right, thank you.